Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and thank you for joining me for another discussion from Opportunities, and you can learn more about the brand by going directly to the site, which is opportunitas.com, Opportunities. We use these programs as a means to educate listeners and to also share our passion concerning brands, brand building, the principles responsible for the two, as well as the commitment that is necessary for a business to transform itself into a brand. Because, though this may sound repetitive, indeed it is repetitive to a degree, it is nonetheless a mantra of sorts for us and for other people who share our values. And that is, there are many businesses, some of which have great value, but a brand, in contrast, is invaluable. So today, I would like to talk about customer loyalty. That is something that every business seeks to acquire. That is something that every brand enjoys. Therein lies one of many critical distinctions between a business and a brand. But when we talk about customer loyalty, and Opportunities is fortunate to enjoy customer loyalty, we, and when I say we, I talk about businesses, I refer to businesses in general, we have a tendency to focus on customer loyalty, but at the same time, ironically, overlook what it is that companies owe the customer to whom they should, indeed they must, be loyal. It is one thing for a customer to have great loyalty for a brand or a particular product and service because that person almost inevitably will tell other people, his or her friends, family members, coworkers, colleagues, and acquaintances about a particular product or service. When someone is passionate about something, it could be a movie, a book, a restaurant, a hotel, a travel destination, a particular model of car, a neighborhood, a house, an architect, a designer, the possibilities are seemingly endless. But when someone is passionate about something, they share that passion with others, and they are often the most engaged educators for other people with an interest in the same topic. It's not simply a matter of telling someone, go to this restaurant, they have a great entree, or they have a dessert that is superb, or the service is excellent. They go instead into rich detail about what it is they love. And I use that word deliberately because their passion is one of love. They love something and they love it without conditions, without equivocation, without any ambiguity. And they want people to experience what they know exists, what they have had the gift to enjoy. That is what defines a loyal customer. And as I said, many, if not all, businesses seek to acquire that degree of loyalty. All brands possess that degree of loyalty. But there is another side to the story, and that is, what does a company owe the consumer? First and foremost, if you want to express your respect for the consumer, offer the best products and services that you can develop for the audience you want to attract. Be the best you, as a scholar says, a religious scholar says, because that is what you owe yourself. That is an issue of morality. That is an issue also of never forsaking the talents and skills that are innate to you. You should always expand them. You should always at least try to expand them, strengthen them, practice and hone those abilities. But be the best you. You may not have all the resources or all the money that a competitor has to spend on advertising and marketing and promotions and campaigns. But that is almost beside the point. Your responsibility in speaking to the consumer, and social media affords you that opportunity for free to communicate with clarity, transparency, and authenticity. The consumer will respect you a great deal if he or she knows you are doing everything you can in your own way, because a brand has a personality, and a brand is the result of a person or people that share a common set of values. Consumers can intuit that, but don't leave it to the consumer to intuit that. Don't leave it to the consumer to suspect or surmise or speculate that you have respect for this audience. Make it clear. So communicate with clarity, to be sure. But pursue excellence. That's what you owe the customer first and foremost. If, in turn, by being the best you, you can also be the best business in your industry, well, all the better, because that will narrow the gap between what is, for now, your business and what ultimately, we hope, will become your brand. So that's step number one. Step number two is to have the highest standards for what you do, and to make those standards public, because the customer has certain expectations. And if those expectations, for whatever reason, are misplaced, I don't want to say wrong, but if someone has a certain expectation that may have gone awry through no fault of their own and through no fault of yours, well, again, communicate, set expectations so you don't disappoint anyone. But let the customer know that you have standards. There is a list of commandments by which you follow and obey that influence everything you do. From the moment you pick up the phone to talk to a customer, to consummating a transaction, shipping a good, or offering a service that a customer can download if they're online, or purchase if they're online and then have shipped to them. Everything you do in terms of standards needs to be, like everything else, clear, but it needs to set expectations. If you tell the public that excellence is your goal and you will never compromise the excellence and the integrity of your products and services, well, you have established a standard, a very good one, but you also have a duty, ethically, if not financially or legally, to pursue that level of excellence. So set expectations, but make those expectations, those standards, clear to customers, current or prospective ones. Step number three, say thank you. And by that I mean more than issuing two words that say thank you. You should always thank the customer for their business because they have the freedom not only to take their business elsewhere, but to comment critically about your business because you have not reciprocated the loyalty a customer has for your company by showing that person the same level of respect. And one of the many ways to express your respect is to say thank you. Every customer that makes a purchase does so for a reason. And every customer who makes a purchase also has the freedom to shop elsewhere. If you want that customer to be loyal, if you want that customer to be an evangelist on your behalf, to be someone who is passionate about your brand and legitimately loves your products, because you can't force that, you can't fake it, then you need to express your appreciation. And customers can measure that level of gratitude well before they have made a purchase, because they can see or they can read or they will have heard about how you treat your employees. If you treat them with respect and you create a workplace of camaraderie, cooperation, and one in which colleagues celebrate the individual and collective successes responsible for a company's position in the marketplace, never, never forsake the chance to thank those workers. Because it is not just the right thing to do. It is, in its own way, when said with sincerity, because you have to believe it. You can't fake this. When you say thank you to your own workers, you inspire them. You make it clear that they are indispensable to the success of this brand, the longevity of its history, and, of course, the loyalty that flourishes among customers. Thank your employees, thank everyone, and always, always thank the consumer, because the consumer can shop elsewhere, the consumer can be critical, the consumer has feelings. The consumer wants to know that you appreciate and value his or her business. The fourth and final step is a reminder to communicate. As I said in an earlier broadcast, great brands communicate. Well, if you want customer loyalty, you have to communicate, and you have to do so in a way in which the gratitude you have, you can articulate. Position you enjoy, you can express with profound appreciation, and the customers responsible for your success, well, they are the ones you can engage directly, and through a variety of mechanisms, starting with social media, starting with something as simple as an email, you can write a message to that person. Not just thanking them, but explaining why you are so appreciative of their business, that you are aware that they have many choices in the marketplace. You are aware that they have arrived at a decision when they have made a purchase from you, an informed decision, and you respect that decision, and you will not sacrifice the sanctity of that decision, and you hope to earn the trust of the customer. Those things taken together establish customer loyalty, and they will go a long way in providing rewards to your business as it becomes a brand. Thank you. I'm Louis Fine.